This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. It's been over a year since Puerto Rico first defaulted on its debt obligations. A messy and complicated restructuring is now underway. Meanwhile, the economy is still severely challenged, and some Puerto Ricans are choosing to look for better opportunities elsewhere. Many of them are moving to Central Florida. Marketplace's Andy Euler takes us there to find out why they're leaving, what they're finding, and how they're changing that community.
People have taken a call in Kissimmee, a town about 20 miles south of Orlando, Little Puerto Rico. It's like today's version of those pockets in New York City in the 70s and 80s. I ran into Kevin Curtici at a restaurant outside of downtown Kissimmee called Puerto Rico's Cafe. His mother is Puerto Rican, grew up in a Puerto Rican neighborhood in Hoboken, New Jersey. He grew up in Central Florida.
Puerto Ricans, I think, are simple people, and I think they just move to places that are cheaper, easier to find work. And I think people move to Florida because, A, Florida has no state tax, it's warmer, and they're closer to home.
The Puerto Rican government has officially recognized Kissimmee as a hub of the migration. The Puerto Rican Federal Affairs Administration, a sort of unofficial embassy, only has two regional offices outside of Washington, one in New York, one in Kissimmee. Pablo Caceres is the director.
Kissimmee is the 79th municipality in Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico has 78, and Kissimmee is 79 because the majority of the people here, I'd say 95%, speak Spanish.
That can be a disadvantage for some looking for skilled jobs. He says some doctors and architects end up working in the service industry because they don't speak fluent English. But the migration also brings opportunities, specifically for teachers.
Obviously, the rising Puerto Rican population here means we need teachers who speak Spanish and English in order to transition.
Jose Rivera is an engineer. He moved to Central Florida in 1994 and works as an office manager at his wife's cardiology practice.
The migration has always been there. What I've noticed is by the numbers now, it's more noticeable because now you have more professionals.
He says that's led to a shortage of skilled workers on the island. People call it the brain drain. But most Puerto Ricans who move to Florida see it as a temporary thing. They say they'll go back when things get better. Jose Rivera says that's because Puerto Rico is home, and this migration is different from moving from another state on the mainland.
Just the fact that you have to abandon where you live and go to an unknown place, that's hard enough.
Then you have to get a job, find a place to stay, and figure out a way to assimilate to the culture on the mainland. The Puerto Rican community in Central Florida makes that assimilation for some a little bit easier. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.